Blog Talk Radio.
Bang, 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 bang. Welcome to Angry Fans Radio. It's your boy, Three Letter Man. Caps will be in a second. I got my sister right here, Wing. What's popping, shorty?
What's good, family? What's good? Nothing much. Getting off work tired today.
It seems like that. It's Friday. You already know what it is, man. Listen, from the rip, let me just start the show like this. I saw something online today where I guess Murder Mook is asking for like $1 million, I guess, for his next battle.
Oh, my God.
Allegedly, it was thrown out there. I didn't hear from Mook, but I saw someone on the post saying that he's asking. That's his asking price. I don't even know where to begin with that.
Me neither. When you just said it, I'm like sitting here like, really? I mean, okay. Now, granted, Mook is a legend. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's great. It's grand. You're doing big things. But here's the thing. You're slick. You're halfway mainstream. I mean, you want to get that from battle rap. Why don't you know? I'm trying not to be disrespectful when I say that. But battle rap, come on now.
Right.
You know, that's kind of, I feel a way about that. I really feel a way about that. That's almost greedy. You know what I mean? If you can't do it in mainstream, what the fuck do you think you're going to do it in battle rap for?
Right. But you got cats like Lux, who's allegedly got 40K. Then I heard he got 80K from the pay-per-view, this, that, and the third. Then allegedly, I don't know how true this is. That's what I'm saying. Allegedly, Cassidy asking, this is what I heard. I don't know how true this is. I wish somebody could help me out and give us the details of this on this show. But $250,000 is what Cassidy asked for.
I heard that too. But I also heard that he was getting less than that, though.
Okay. As he should.
Right. You know, I did hear that he was getting much, much less. I mean, come on now. $250,000?
That's I didn't know battle rap was prospering like that, where we just shell out money like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, we just got money just to shell out the cats like that. That's crazy. But
here's the thing. On the flip side of that, you know, I've been kind of talking about this whole thing, even though I'm still upset about the whole Mav Hoffa and his thing. You know, in the Facebook group, I was one of those people who rolled for that man when motherfuckers felt like he was sloppy, he was done, or whatever. I mean, it is. You know, business is business, the way I feel about it. Business is business. And they were fortunate enough to get something going with a billionaire. You feel me? If you can get that kind of money, get your motherfucking money.
Get your money. I agree. I ain't mad at that at all.
I mean?
Yeah, get your block.
I'm not mad at all. You know, no pun intended to URL, but those are moves that I feel like they should have always done because it's the urban community. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And being that they didn't do that, and for whatever reasons they didn't, that's fine. I've always been a King of the Dot fan, more so because of the organizational part of it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You know what I do like the battle rappers? I've never just been a big, huge fan of Gun Bars. So, yeah, I just like the diversity because that's just what I come from. But at the end of the day, you know, I just felt like you put on for your community. They've done a lot in the community. But at the end of the day, you're supposed to build a fortress and evolve. You know what I mean? You're supposed to always expand. And I feel like they didn't do that. I kind of feel like that should have been URL. That should have been smacking them with those type of moves.
When you're saying, getting a casting disaster, you mean?
Yeah, like, they should have had something that pinnacle. You know what I mean? That should be something that we should be able to get accolades on. But you know what? I'm going to get off my soapbox on that shit.
Here's the thing. I agree totally with what you're saying. I agree with what you're saying, but URL has never shell out no dough like that. I don't think they was ever going to give Lux.
Never. But see, those are the kind of see what I'm saying? These are the type of battles I feel like they should have been having because of the reputation. You know what I mean?
Okay.
The world's respected, things like that. The world's respected is supposed to be putting on like these people are. You feel me? that's where
But would you agree, though, it hasn't been a success, though? It hasn't been, you would agree that, okay, when cannabis and Disaster Battle, that wasn't really a success because of cannabis, not the league's fault, but just the battle rap itself. Total Slaughter, Mook and Lux, they didn't really pan out. And I agree with you on this aspect. That should have been on the URL umbrella, Mook and Lux Part 2.
Right.
You know what I mean? I didn't think that battle lived up to the hype, even on Mook 1. You know what I mean?
Right.
So we've seen celebrities come in here, and it's like, you know what I mean? So I agree. It would have been good to have it on their umbrella, but when you got somebody now let me ask you a question. Now, allegedly, somebody outside of battle rap who's not really in the culture is the one who put this bread up for Disaster and Cassidy.
Right.
Is this going to be a trend that we're going to see where somebody's going to have money and they're like, you know, fuck it, we're just going to throw it out there, we just want to see this battle, so battle rapper A and battle rapper B, you guys battle and get it popping? Is that what we're going to start seeing? Because I'm seeing a trend here. You know what I mean?
I kind of see the trend, too, but you know what? This is what I also read with that article. I cannot remember his name totally. I think it was Khalil, something like that. I don't want to mess the man's name up, but I know he is the owner of Film On. But at the end of the day, he did state that that Lush and them have total control. He's just he's an avid fan of battle rap, and basically he's letting them put on the way they want to put on. So basically
he's putting the money up. He's letting them do what they want to do then.
Exactly. That's what he's saying. So, you know, this could be something that they, you know, decided to do to kind of, I feel, and this is just my thought, to kind of show up Total Slaughter, to be quite honest. You know what I mean? It's a good look. It's definitely a good look. And, you know, as I was saying, as far as Disaster, it's not a bad fit. Because, to be quite honest, he's really just as popular as any urban, so to speak.
I agree. But let me ask you a quick. But you think Disaster should have been, and this is no shade on him, but I don't think Disaster should be battling Cassie. And I'm only saying this based off style, just on style alone. Like, that matchup right there is weird. Left field to me.
It's very
weird.
I get that, but here's the way I looked at it. I get that, and I've been telling a lot of people this too. I don't really care for the matchup. However, I look at things from a business aspect. So you're trying to build, you go into this new venture, you're trying to build a demographic into a niche market. You feel me? So you're pretty much bringing this popular person that this is resume ain't no joke. Now, he has been trashing
a lot of battles. Yeah.
You feel me? Mm-hmm. He has been trashing a lot of battles. But to be quite honest, this could seem more like a warm-up for Cassidy than we know. I felt like, a lot of people felt like, it should have been Cassidy and Arsenal. But
I got no beef for that. I got no beef for Cass and Oz. I ain't got no beef for Cass and Conceited. I ain't got no beef for that.
Right. But you know what? It's smart in a way. A lot of people feel like Diz will beat Cassidy. I don't. I'm actually going for Cassidy. I've always liked his style.
Let me ask you a question. There's a difference between going for somebody. But let me ask you a question. There's a difference between going for somebody and somebody who you think is going to win. Like, Cassidy, but do you think Cass might take the W, though?
You know what? I feel like Diz is going to come. I'm praying that he will, but he's so inconsistent at times. However, I'm liking the showing, even though with the stupid shit, I like the showing with Math, and I really like the showing with Pat Stay. I felt like he should have won with Pat Stay. So he knows how to be serious when he needs to be, but is he going to take this battle seriously? Because they confirmed he's getting 50K.
Whoa.
Lush, they confirmed on that interview when they spoke on the battle and this person putting up this money, he's definitely getting 50K. So you got to look at him, too. Is he going to put on as well?
I'm expecting Disaster to show up. I don't know if this is just a money move for cash, like, I'm going to get a grab bag, get this guap, and just run back to Philly with this shit. I'm not, and here's the thing. Are you expecting Cassie to battle a second time? Because I'm not.
I'm not either.
I'm not expecting to be active and he's going to battle 2-3 more times. I just, for some odd reason, it's just a money move and he's dipping.
I hope with all of what he's talking about and all of these, you know, dissing battle rap and blogs, and then he turns around and it has to be the right situation. You know, I read between lines on a lot of shit with a lot of motherfuckers when they say stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm. And, you know, even with the UW thing, with the, you know, with the whole, when they first, him and Hollow first battled and, you know, people were trying to clear stuff up. I read into a lot of different things. And with this, I felt like it was money with him from day one. I'm not counting that money, that man's pockets is whatever. But at the end of the day, don't disrespect battle rap, because you know what I mean? You was a street nigga trying to get it and you were battling then, you know, and you want to come back to the culture. That's great. That's fine and dandy. But don't let money be the reason. You know what I mean? Let us see that you really are dedicated to what you're doing and that you don't push your pen to really try to win. Because you let this be.
I'm not expecting, for some odd reason, I don't know if Cassidy could adapt. Yeah, he got bars and he's come from that culture, but this is a different monster how battle rap is in 2014. This is not when he battled Freeway in the studio with Jay-Z and Swizz and them in there. You know what I mean? This is a whole total different outlet. I'm expecting Diz to be comfortable on that stage. You know what I'm saying?
I do
and
too, as always.
The same thing with Joe Budden. I'm worrying about if Cassidy's going to try to battle like he's battling to
the
a beat.
The delivery.
Yeah, delivery.
That's
you know
exactly
what I'm saying?
Or
delivery alone.
I'm not worried about the bars. But, you know, I'm not really worried about the bars because, again, it depends on the dance that's coming. If he's, you know, he's running around here talking about how broke he was beforehand. So if you steal this broke nigga, you're definitely going to get this money. And we don't know how serious you're going to take it. You feel me? So Cassidy is more, he's grown a lot. He's matured from a lot of his street ways. I do expect for him to go, you know, the man does a freestyle like, you know, shit, like it's saying ABC. He does.
I fuck with Cassidy. I can't front, though.
You know what I mean?
Always have.
I am really worried after Joe. I fucks with Joe, and after Joe, I'm very upset. But I'm not willing to nitpick another battle talking about, oh, he had lyrics, but he didn't have the delivery. We judge battle rappers all the time about all of the elements. It's no difference for mainstream. They don't get a pass. So if you're going to come into this culture, you know, come fucking correct. That's just the way that I see it. You know, you shouldn't
especially Cassidy Wayne, because he talked, like you said, he talked extra greasy. He on Vlad TV putting out battle rappers, acting like they're beneath him and all this. And Cassidy, we haven't seen you in years battle, my dude, and not, no disrespect. It ain't like the Freeway battles are freaking classy, like all of us are sitting up here. Well, we're going to watch Cassidy and Freeway today for shits and giggles. You know what I'm saying? If he gets 3-0'd, like he's gonna get flamed. He's gonna you got your money. That's cool.
That's
but we
want to
see you again, my G. If you get flamed,
It's definitely different, between Hollow and Joey and Cass and Diz. It's totally different. Totally different. You know what I mean? Like you said, the battle seems weird. The dynamic of the battle is definitely weird. So at the end of the day, you better show the fuck up. You got to show up. You know what I mean? Diz is going to go be Diz, and you know, he's going to be laughing to the bank. He loses nothing. You know what I mean? He really doesn't. He stands to win all the way around. It doesn't matter. It's this, like we were talking about with Joey and Hollow. We were, you know, we asked, what's going to be the outcome? Well, with Cassidy, I think he has a whole lot more riding on this than Joey ever did. We don't even talk about
I think so. Because you know why? Because Joey seems to respect the culture. Not saying Cassidy doesn't, but just from outside looking, like Joey goes to battles. He likes the battle rap culture. He never put down other battlers and shit. He talks to he lets it be known. JC's one of his favorite battle rappers. I see him chopping it up with Chilla Jones on Twitter. He chops it up with Charlie Crimson. He got a relationship with these cats. You know what I'm saying? And he and like he's been on the show before. He respects the art form what these guys do. I don't get that from Cassidy. I just don't get that feel from Cassidy. I get that shit from Cassidy. Like, yo, I'm Cassidy. I was doing this before y'all. Y'all just doing it on camera right now and shit, yada, yada, yada. But, yeah, Cassidy, they are doing it on camera, and battle rap is prospering to a whole different level to when you was doing that shit off cam. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I just want to. I want these cats to know that they can't come in and thinking that, yo, if they really watching this shit like a hawk, they'll see that there's different elements in battle rap now. It ain't just going up in there spitting bars and you think that's just it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm expecting Disaster to be much more in a comfort zone. You know what I'm saying? And he's the favorite to me, in my opinion. He's the favorite going into the battle. But listen, let me ask you a question. Yeah. The devil's advocate. If Cassidy does beat Disaster, like, clearly, even if it's 2-1 or 3-0, then what?
Disaster's
going to get clowned. He's going to get flamed, too. He's going to get flamed. And his peers are going to look at him sideways.
But he's not going to give a fuck because that's Diz's mentality. You feel me?
Right.
That's his mentality. He don't care. Shit, he doesn't care. He got 50 racks, and he says he's throwing up, he's chucking up the middle finger. He don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? It's like, whatever. But outside of that, I would hope that Cassidy would come back around and battle, you know, or battle, like you said, battle
I personally want to see him and Khan. I think him and Khan would have been conceded. Would have been. I think that would have been. That would have been dope.
That would be hella dope. Now I could have definitely seen that on this platform. I think it really, really would have been a good look. So you know, I'm hoping he does decide to do something like that because you know they're both. To be honest, they've kind of both became that mainstream, although, you know, Khan is more known for television on MTV, but they've made that mainstream, that mainstream celebrity is where I'm going with that.
Right.
So I think that that would be a wonderful battle to actually have put on this particular platform since they have such a big demographic. It really shows what battle rap is. And, again, not taking anything from Diz. You know, I'm from Cali. That's my home. But at the end of the day, I just don't feel like Diz is the Diz from DNA or,
DNA. I agree totally. I co-sign that. Listen, besides this battle with Matt, which I thought was actually a dope battle, besides the fucking fighting and shit, it was actually a good battle. You know what I mean?
Before that, though,
I agree with you. I didn't like the battle with fucking Rim and Rex. I didn't like that battle. I didn't like the battle with him and Pat Stay. I wasn't feeling them shit. I didn't really like the battle with him and A-Verb either. I really wasn't feeling those battles too tough. You know what I mean?
I mean, I liked his third, but he was very focused. He's not.
Yeah, he's not focused.
I don't know what it is, you know, that he's doing, and I've heard what it might be, but you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like that's gone. That's totally gone. So that's part of my reason why I really am, I'm rooting for Cassidy. I think Diz may win, but I'm not convinced because, again, you just never know where Diz will come. And like I said, the last two showings, even though I didn't like the past day battle at all, but he seemed more focused. He seemed like he gave a damn at the end of the day. You know, this battle with Math, you know, whatever happened, whatever plan, if there was a plan, whatever the case may be, the motherfucker bought bars. He actually concentrated and committed to that damn battle and came in and said, you know, he spit some real shit. I was surprised. I was damn surprised.
Here's what puzzles me is when Cassidy and Diz are battling, right, Wayne, and we see them, it's going to be Cassidy with the slow flow and Diz with the rapid pace fly. I'm going to need Disaster just to tone it down just a little bit. I don't want him to get too, sometimes he gets kind of crazy, but he does have an advantage on, he has an advantage on the rebuttals and the freestyles, which he can. He can incorporate both those in his, I don't know how good of a freestyler Cassidy is. If he can rebuttal, I don't know. We don't know. So that's why I say Diz might be the favorite because this is his element. It's not on the beat. They're not in the studio together where they got to go 16 bars against each other. Cassidy wins that for me. You know what I mean? But like I said, if Cassidy wins this shit, man, yo, he had a reason to pop his collar. But you know what's going to happen, though? If he does win, that motherfucker's going to say, oh, you beat him. Oh, you beat the white boy. You know, we're going to have them kind of conversations. It's just the world we live in. You know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of brothers are mad, and let's just keep it real, Henry Fesbury. I think a lot of brothers are mad that Diz is getting that shot and not them. I really believe that.
But again, Three, that goes back to, this is the way I look at that. You can't be jaded about something that you don't, that you're not doing. You feel me? The opportunities are there. Mm. Here's the thing. I've always said, while motherfuckers are so quick to run to URL for these different opportunities, you need to be trying to elevate yourself in other ways. Again, no pun intended to URL at all. But at the end of the day, look who's winning right now.
When you say winning, though, you mean
they got a billion-dollar investor behind them, basically saying this is what we're going to do. You can't be mad at that.
You can't be mad at that. But you know what though? I'm not going to say the W word yet, and here's the only reason why. Until the battle happens, you feel
right.
me? And I just don't feel like smacking them is like, I don't know. I feel it should have been on them because they supposedly the top notch in battle rap, but.
Exactly.
I don't see them putting that kind of bread up, though. I don't see them putting that kind of bread up. I really don't, man.
But here's the thing, Three. You know all these people. Why wouldn't you? Mm. Listen, I have three retired football player uncles. They don't have that kind of money. But if I wanted to do something like that, who the fuck I'm going to? That's who I'm going to. I'm a realist. I'm a business major. So those are the things that I look at. Again, no pun intended towards them. And they may have their reasons why they do a lot of different things and how they move and what have you, and that's great. I applaud them because I'm not the one doing it. Shit, they make the shit look easy at the end of the day. But
here's the thing. Let me ask you a question. What if you got that kind of bread, right? You got that bread that this person is putting up. Once you put that bread into more than just one match and just spread it out to other battle, because I would, if me and you had that kind of bread, right, and it was all right, we giving y'all this kind of bread, I wouldn't give it to just one industry dude where he's going to get allegedly 250 and this is what we're talking about at the beginning of the show. Now,
you're not getting 250.
That's
what's
getting
50K. You're not getting 250. I'm sorry. I'm just talking about your resume.
But listen, this is getting 50K, right? And you got 40K. I mean, Lux got 40K, unless you're 80K, whatever it is. Now, this is why I see why Mook is asking for his astronomical price he's asking for now, because he's like, this ass guy's 50K? He got what I got, basically? Nah, I gotta double that. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? That's a good point, though. Mm. That's a good point. But do you see what I'm saying? Here's the thing, and not to cut you off. Here's the thing.
No,
that's the point I'm making. His celebrity is more mainstream, so you're worth more, and rightfully so you should be. But this is battle rap. This is underground, gritty battle rap that has never really, that has struggled to keep itself afloat because the money was never there. Now that the money is there, it's a price tag on everything, which pretty much diminishes the sanctity of what it actually is, and it makes it a fucking media circus for everybody to come in and make a quick dollar. That's fucked up.
Yep. Now let me ask you a question: Are you cool? Like, let me ask you a question about Snoop. Are you cool with Snoop? What Snoop is doing?
Am I what now? I can hear you.
Are you good with what Snoop is doing? Like, he's coming to the culture now. He's starting his own thing for BET. You know what I mean? Hitman Holler was just on this show the other day. He said him and Calico was one round. Don't know. I'm not a one rounder dude. I can't front. I don't really like one rounders that much. You know what I'm saying? Because I always want another one, another round, another, you know, like T-Rex and Ill, one of my favorite one round battles, but I wanted more. You know what I'm saying?
And it's funny you say that, because me and Caps were talking about that the other night, and it was like, the one rounders, like you, I'm not happy with. And we spoke on Clips and JC. I love the one rounder, but you wanted more. Needed to have more of that. But here's the thing, and this kind of ties into everything. it can be a stepping stone for the leagues that they're on. The ladies, I'm very happy for them because they are, you know, they're being put on the forefront. You know, Debo is fighting to make sure that he gets them out there. You know what I mean? And so
right.
I am happy.
You know what also? You know what also though? The ladies got it good too because you know why? They don't have to go against other leagues. Debo Babs, Vegas, all of them. It's just
right.
one queen of
right.
the ring, just one league. So
right.
Debo is probably sitting back smoking a cigar like, yo, I love this shit.
But Queen of the Ring doesn't get the prop that I feel like they deserve because they have so much talent. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The girls grind. They grind harder than a lot of these damn dudes. And so, you know, I feel like they deserve that. They definitely deserve that to be on a higher platform. So I am happy about that. But, again, that's going back to mainstream and really trying to kind of make a big to-do about something that you kind of really need to – to me, I just feel like you don't need to make the biggest – you can make a big something out of nothing. You know, you can really make it – you don't have to make it really huge to make it pop, in other words.
Pop, yeah.
So, you know what I mean? The fact that his name is on it, motherfuckers are going to watch. You feel me? And the fact that it is, you know, it's gonna be at the awards show or however he's doing that. I am happy about it. I'm just hoping that they're using consultants from this culture that actually know, you know, like a Sarah Connor. I really, you know, if I feel like if he would have put her out there or Poison Pen or just anybody, you know. You know what I mean? If you would have put this, if you get in touch with these people, you know, and people that are doing shit, Cabs, I mean, the main people that you know are out here doing this, those are the people that you should be consulting. That's just like a movie director.
That's what I was saying before, like when Total Slaughter came out, I was like, in my opinion, I hope they're reaching a certain people for consultancy. It's okay to come in the culture because you like that shit. You know what I'm saying? You can see it's prospering. But hire somebody for consultancy that know what the fuck is going on. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's just my opinion.
Yeah. I really thought that Eminem was going to do that. I really thought that Eminem was going to do that because that's what he comes from. I don't know. Motherfuckers act stuck on goddamn stupid when it comes to, you know, when this is some shit that I know about, I'm happy, I'm excited. But then again, we're on the outside looking in. We don't know if his hands were tied, if he could do only so much. We don't know. You know what I mean? But the show was ultimately good, but I expected a little more even from the show. It was just like, you know, and then on top of that, it's like you have so many other battlers out here. Why couldn't you make it a show like a lot of these other reality shows?
That's what I'm saying.
But you know what, though?
I think Total Slaughter will learn their lesson because this is just the first time they got their feet wet. So I think going further, what I would like them to do is, first of all, the show they have, let's take the half an hour, up that up for an hour, first of all. You know what I'm saying? Certain people, no disrespect to Sway and all these other guys they in here. Yes, they're a big name, but I would have gave somebody else that shot. I would have had somebody else, you know what I'm saying, get that spot. That's just me. You know what I mean? Now, let me ask you a question, because I'm just getting a tweet right now. Confirm right now, is Head Ice against K-Shine and Summer Madness 4? Your thoughts, please.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Yeah. This is what I see niggas is talking about. I get hit up like crazy right now. That's been confirmed. Head Ice, yeah. Mr. Wolf Love, Lover Lover Home Fries against K-Shine.
I'm glad I did not spend $253.50 to come out there to see that.
So I think you're not really too thrilled about that battle. Am I right on that?
I'm not. Does it make sense to you?
Not really. Not really.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Don't make me seem like
you know what
I'm
it
crazy.
Is? No, because it's going to look like Head Ice is talking to his son. Or his little brother or his little cousin or something. You know what I mean? When you got some 6'5" nigga against a nigga that's 5'6" or some shit, it just looks awkward.
Who said that the other night? Who said that? Was that Snake Eyes who said that shit about, who was that said, who said the battle looked crazy?
I think it was Snake Eyes who made that comment when you called up here. I think it was him, though.
Who that was. But that's the truth. That's like dead ass.
Yeah.
Nobody, you know, and not even just that. Kayshawn is going to be up there screaming and yelling. And like you said, you got this 6'5". I mean, he's looking like daddy, like you whooping your son or something. I mean, it's just, it's not going to be something that I'm really going to be interested in because you have this other dude. That's really saying, you know, to me, I'm trying not to be disrespectful, but
I'll say it for you, damn it. Listen, I like Head Ice like the next person. I think he's an OG. Got mad respect for him. Am I the biggest Head Ice fan? No, that's not a shot on Wolf.
No.
I'm not the biggest Head Ice fan. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no,
but I did say this on the show the other day, Wing, and film you on this. I did say, though, because Captain asked me how I feel about that, about Head Ice being on his show.
Right.
I said, listen. With Head Ice, you got to understand, he got a big fan base. Now, if you're talking about one person that's going to come up there and demand the respect from the crowd, it's going to be the OG.
Absolutely.
He can say, he can grab his nose and fucking say, it's rainy outside. Motherfucker's going to go crazy over that shit.
But,
you know what I mean? Because it's Head Ice.
That's the point I'm making. That's not going to be a formidable battle because you're going to give it to Head Ice just off default. Because...
Right.
He's a fan favorite. Now, Kayshawn is also, but motherfuckers, let me say this. Him against JC had some bars, but it was not like he said a whole hell of a lot. He's going to get up there and do the same shit, and to be honest, he's going to get stunned.
Yeah, I believe that. And I believe it's going to be like a Swave-Sever effect when Swave battle Head Ice like... Yeah, he's not going to really want to go hard on Head Ice because of respect fact that he's from Harlem and shit.
Right.
I don't know.
I'm not feeling it. And then, of course, he's going to say something about, you know, Head Ice is definitely going to say something about, you know, I just feel like it's not, that's just not something I would want to see, you know, to each his own. That's great, wonderful.
Right.
Again, no disrespect to the big homie, but... That's not just a battle that I want to see. I'm just more so.
That's how I felt about Big T and Kayshawn. I felt like I didn't really care about that battle when they were okay, Big T battling Kayshawn. I was like, okay, whatever. Cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Next,
so
where's Sandman at? Yeah, one of those. Sorry.
Whoa.
But
I got breaking news here, Wing. I want to ask you a question. I'm reading right now. Motherfucker just hitting us with kind of crazy shit on Twitter right now. So allegedly, I'm reading now that Jazz just confirmed that her couture won't be going down on the Snoop card. Says Queen of the Ring won't allow it.
Word?
Yep. This is from Jazz the Rapper.
Oh,
I see people
God.
Talking about it right now. They hit me up right now with that. Now, I don't want, listen, Dio's my guy, so I'd rather have a conversation with Debo. And you know what I'm saying? I would never disrespect Debo. That's my dude. I actually speak to him outside of battle rap. He's a good dude.
Right.
But Jazz just put that out right now. You know what I mean? That her and Couture's not going down on Snoop show. Queen of the Ring won't allow it. I would say this, because I'm going to play, this is a show and we got to talk about it. I feel a way, even though I don't know the details behind it, but this is just because she threw it out there, I got to say something. I would never want to stop nobody shine.
Right.
If Snoop Dogg is willing to give Jazz the Rapper opportunity to come to his rub shoulders with him and the big celebrities, you gotta give Jazz that pass. You gotta let her do her thing.
You have to. Well, you know, and I was piggybacking off because there's a one rounder too.
You know what? From what I understand, and don't quote me on this. From what I understand, I think all of those battles are one rounders. If I'm correct on that, they're all one rounders.
Okay. So if it was going to be, this is what I was thinking, or, you know, this was my thought on it, and like I said, I was telling Caps about it. If that could be beneficial for Queen of the Ring, even if you allow them to display their talent on such a big platform, think of having another event. Think of how much bigger your event is going to be when you have the same battles on your same platform. But think of how many more people know who they are. Say you decided to have three rounders of all of the female battles. You have three rounders of all the female battles on Queen of the Ring in 6 months. Do you? That could be a huge fucking event. That's kind of where I go with, huh?
I agree with you.
You know, I just feel like, you know, and Debo has his reasons, I'm sure. But
he got his reasons.
You know, at the end of the day, that's only more shine for the league and for the girls. I mean, they're obviously loyal enough to him to the point where, to more so to the brand, to just, you know, to not disrespect it. At the end of the day, they have to brand. They're a brand of themselves as well. They need that shine. I mean, the guys got it. They're going overseas to battle. The girls don't get those opportunities. You know, you don't whole lot of female battlers. You know, you know, it is what it is. It's kind of, I hate that because that was actually going to be one of my favorites. I'm so glad that Couture is back. I'm like, damn. And Jazz, too. You know, I'm so happy for the both of them that they came back and they kicked ass. And, you know, we don't see Jazz as much anyway. So to see her in a battle right after
she battled like once a year, twice a year, if that. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then to be able to see her again, you know, coming off that win. I mean, come on, Debo, please. I'm like a little kid at Christmas right now. We need that. That gives me life. But it is what it is. You know, it is what it is. You know, salute to all of them. I just hope, you know, whatever the case may be, maybe Snoop and them can come back and work it out.
If I'm Jazz, I got to be fair, man. If I'm Jazz, I would feel some type of way.
I would feel, you know, I'm not even
going to
lie.
I just can't front.
You got
a nigga like Snoop Dogg, legend, reach out to you to tell you, listen, I want you to come. I rocks with you. I respect your bars. I respect what you do. I think you dead nice. And that's the reason they have you over there, because they like your talent. And to get that stripped away from you.
That's an opportunity of a lifetime.
Yeah.
I can't tell nobody what to do, and I'm not even going to speak on it to that extent. But at the end of the day, you know, you are just as much of a brand as the brand that you are with. And, again, it's just, you know, you got to do what you got to do. I mean, seriously, those opportunities only come once a lifetime. You know, and I know that she knows mad people, but that's fucking Snoop. Come on now. That's Snoop.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's Snoop. This ain't URL. This ain't URL or King of the Dot or somebody trying to reach out to you. This is Snoop Dogg.
Right.
You know?
And that goes back to saying what I said about the fact of knowing people that know people. You know what I mean? I can only speak for what I know and where I'm from. But as far as California, you know, It just in personal life, I would say California, the West Coast, we put motherfuckers on. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So much opportunity, you know, from other places. They don't give a fuck. If they believe in you, they're going to extend that olive branch. And that's no diss to anywhere else, because I can only speak on where I'm from. But at the end of the day, those are just different things that you should be able to do. But, you know, I'm not going to harp on that. It is what it is. You know,
it is what it is, right?
It's going to be
But you know what,
though?
I feel bad for Couture, too, because Couture came on in short early in the year, and she said that she gets ducked from a lot of females. So for Snoop to put that on, you know what I mean, that would have been a good thing, because she always says people duck her. Even Debo says she's probably the most ducked girls in Queen of the Ring. You know what I mean?
Right.
So she loses out an opportunity to do her thing. And I would like that. But to be honest, though, I'm going to keep it funky, though. I really don't want to see Jazz and Couture for one round. I'm sorry. You got to give me 3 rounds of that.
Yeah,
you
so
got to.
Maybe,
I need 3 rounds.
You know, when you think about it, maybe, that's probably why he doesn't want that. That's a damn good battle,
right,
Brady. That's a damn good battle.
And you know what, though? You know what? I'm going to piggyback on what you just said. I'm being Debo right now. If I'm Debo, do I really want Snoop to have that? Hell no. Hell no. Hell no.
Yeah.
I'm being Debo right now, Wayne. If I'm Debo, this is my brand.
Right.
These are my girls. I fucking blood, sweat, and tears. No disrespect to you, Snoop, with your fucking crazy handle that you got on Twitter right now. You're looking crazy out here, Snoop, for real, my nigga. That's another story. But, yo, that got to be under the Queen of the Ring umbrella. I need 3 rounds of that. You know what I mean? 3 rounds.
That's the
three
truth.
Rounds. I need that on Queen of the Ring. I need that on Queen of the Ring. And I could see, you know, I don't want to say blackball. I don't want to use that word, but I can see sometimes as an owner, you got to put your foot down. Like, nah, that shit ain't flying if it ain't on my shit. Ain't a
you
nickel back selling the park
right.
if that shit ain't on my shit. You know what I mean? So
right.
I get it. I get it. You know what I mean?
That's totally
so,
understandable.
You
know, now, if we're
yeah,
looking at something like that, if we are definitely looking at something like that, I can respect that and I can totally understand that. You know what I mean? It you know that's a damn good battle. So he may have plans
yeah.
for something else. You know, he right. he may just. But
might have that on his next card, or he might want to put that on his next card. You know?
Yeah, but again, mm-hmm. I have to go back to the fact that. If we think about it, that can be a card in 6 months. A
right, exactly.
Card
that can be. You
in
can.
6 months.
You can. Yep.
You know,
yep.
I'm looking at.
You gotta sell
at,
tickets.
I
you gotta sell tickets, and Jazza Couture
yeah,
will sell tickets. That could be a main event.
That's an intro battle. That's an intro.
That could be
battle.
A main event. Yeah.
Yeah. It really could. You know, to
it's not matrimony against Kate Prophet. We're talking about Jazza Couture here. You know what I mean? Like,
right,
be, you know.
You go. There you go.
No shade,
you know
no
mean?
Shade on K-Profit matrimony, but, you know.
No, but at the end of the day, they haven't worked for, well, K-Profit is working, but matrimony is not really doing much right now. But,
right.
yeah, Jazz has always had a family, has always kept herself relevant. You know, when we saw Couture was killing shit. And, you know, she went out on a high note. So, no, we haven't forgotten her. You know what I mean? Those are names. She left a lot of shock value for a lot of people. So we definitely wanted to see her again, and
mm-hmm.
that's a platform that I really believe would have been great to just kind of display their talent, do like a, you know, like an intro to who they are to the Queen of the Ring. I mean, and then
yeah,
the
brand
is going
to
be
fair,
home.
I'd rather see that shit on Queen of the Ring than Snoop Show. I'm keeping it real.
No doubt, no doubt.
I really
know.
Do.
I mean, that's a double-edged sword.
I need Babs in the ring. Say, I need Babs in the ring talking about this is give it up to the ladies and all that. I need all. We need all that shit. We need all that.
You know,
you can't just have that. No disrespect, Snoop. You know what I mean?
But here's the hit. Then you know what? Again, they have their concept for Gladiator School. They have their concept for Gladiator School. So I can kind of see maybe that wasn't, you know, in the plans for them. You know, for them, but it should. Why not just have a Queen of the Ring event there? I know that's kind of far-fetched, but you know what I mean? That shit, is, you know, we want to see that shit. I was hyped.
So maybe Snoop should have ran to Debo on me like, yo, and I don't know if they had a conversation, but I would, you know, maybe Snoop did, maybe he did. Maybe Snoop is like, I got money. I don't need to talk to nobody. You know what I'm saying? Money talks, bullshit
right,
walks. I'm just
right.
going to go over there. I like these girls. I don't got to go through no Debo. That's how he probably felt. And Debo as a boss
right.
probably felt like, yo, hold on, B. You like these girls because why? You saw them on what arena? You saw them on Queen of the Ring. So
mm-hmm.
you might have to holler at me, Snoop. Cut me a check while you at it too, my G. You know what I'm saying? So it could have been a lot of things that we don't know behind the scenes. So that's what I'm saying, allegedly.
Right.
I love using that word because I,
else.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to tell you something else. See, this is kind of how I felt about that, and I kind of felt a bit of a way. You know, when Snoop came up with the idea, no disrespect to the big homie because I'm just happy that he is putting the girls on like that. But
right.
at the end of the day, I just in my heart of hearts, I just felt like it wasn't him. I feel like somebody may have put him on it.
Right.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Maybe not.
Right.
Maybe not. Maybe not. But I just kind of feel
no,
like.
No, but I can see
you
why
know,
you're saying that, though. I can see that. I can see why you say that, though. You know what I mean? Because you know what's funny, though? You're right. You got a point because before he said that he was doing this, I never seen Snoop say anything about battle rap.
Thank you. Okay. So I'm
not like a Drake. Not like a Drake or Joe Budden or Royce the 5'9 or Kevin Durant. These guys
mm-hmm.
who talk about battle rap. I've
mm-hmm.
never seen Snoop talk about battle rap. So you might have a point when you're saying that somebody might have put you on.
Right, Ron Artest's brother is in our group, and it's like even him. I mean, he's always saying different things and giving kudos to you know the battle rappers and whatever. But yeah, you
right.
just never ever hear anything. So for it to kind of come out the blue, especially after Total Slaughter, it was just kind of like okay, everybody is fucking coming out the woodwork. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, these are, it seems like the culture vultures have come, have
yeah,
basically
yeah.
posted their
yep.
sights on battle rap right now. You know, that's kind of
the battle rap Illuminati is coming.
For real though, I'm trying to tell you, because, you know, even with mainstream right now. Well, shit, mainstream for the last how many years? I'm trying to think the last time I bought a fucking CD. Like, even with mainstream hip hop, unless you have a following, unless you're buzzing, they ain't fucking with you. There's no more money for AR. But this is a culture that speaks for itself. The grind is so real in this culture. We all do it for ourselves. The battle rappers, the ladies, the guys, they grind to get themselves out there.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Battle rap has put a shot in the arm of hip hop. It's put a shot in the arm of hip hop. It really has.
Absolutely. And these motherfuckers need money. And that's my biggest thing. You know, it's to me, the battle rappers can only do so much. The leagues, and so that goes back to Debo. Maybe, you know, they have to preserve their artists and their brands. You know, you can't just take anything because it got a dollar sign on it. And so if that is the case, you goddamn right. I salute Debo on it. You know, if that is the case.
And here's the thing. I also look at it like this. When you got female hip-hop, right, and let's be real, there's a short crop of females. If it's not Iggy or Nicki and Remy came out, this is why the female battle rap lane is great, because you have so many girls who can speak on the aspect of how a female feels. And it's raw and it's uncut. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So, we don't have the Rodriguez, the Foxy's, the Lawrence no more, Latifah and Boston, but these girls are putting in work. And the same thing with the guys, where a lot of these guys, you know, not every battle rapper can make good music, but they have that talent. Mainstream niggas can't come in here and do what these niggas. These niggas are comfortable. They're in their element. Now, you take a battle rapper who's never been in the studio, and you put them in the studio and get them in that booth and get a hook and a chorus and all that, it's probably going to be hard. So both spectrums, one can't do the other. It's you got to respect each. I think the mainstream niggas got to respect the battle rappers. And I go to you, Cassidy. You have to respect what these niggas is doing, man. Yo, wait, let's take some calls. I see niggas waving something like crazy when you get a chance. Let's take some calls before. Let's take some calls.
No doubt.
People want to
hear
something like crazy.
Yeah, I'm looking like, okay, I'm going to take this. This might have been on for like an hour. Let me get with them. Hold on one minute. 917-335. You're on.
Be good, homie.
Hello.
Try another one. Yeah, try another one. He's sleeping.
Well, maybe not. All right. All right. I have 682-234. 682.
Yo.
324, are you on?
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. What's good, my G?
Oh, what's good, y'all? What's good, y'all? That Angry Fan Movement, first and foremost.
You
already? All right. So y'all think Mook is really wants a million, or y'all think he's setting that as a price point to get and then go down from there and maybe settle around like 500 G's or something like that?
But let me ask you a question. If Disaster, who I'm hearing allegedly is getting got 50K, and Mook probably got how much battling Lux. All right, he wanted 25 to buy Allen Solomon, so his asking price is going to be always up. I don't think he's going to dump down for a price. If he sees his ass again 50K, he's trying to double that up. It seems that way. I wouldn't give it to him. Oh, shit on Mook. I fucks with Mook. He's a legend, but $1 million, my nigga. $1 million? Niggas don't even talk for $1 million. How much you gonna three rounds or 3 minutes and you getting what?
I'm saying if you're getting into the six figures and you're rapping for you're basically talking shit in poetic form for what 9 minutes and you're getting paid six figures for that and you're not happy with that, brother, you need to examine yourself. That's real talk. That's outrageous.
Yeah.
I mean, Cassidy saying 40K ain't shit. Please pay me 40K to go talk shit for 9 minutes. Please do that. Please
That's
sign
it.
Me up for that.
That's it.
I feel like I want to start writing rhymes, though. I feel like I want to start writing rhymes. And I don't give a fuck if you beat me. Just pay me, goddammit, the way these niggas
That's
are throwing money out here.
Right.
And you battle rappers want to shit on three-letter man, just go ahead, write your three rounds. I'll battle. I won't even say shit. I stumble, my nigga. I'll choke. Just do what you do, because this shit is crazy. But to answer your question, though, I mean, do y'all agree across the table if Disaster's asked for 50, Mook got it now. He's going to want to, you know what I'm saying?
He's got to at least double that, I guarantee. He's got to get at least. He's got to get, golly. $100,000 for a
Nah, rap. Bro, I can't do it. I can't do it.
You know what I'm saying?
Sorry.
You hear me,
can't
though?
Can't do it, bro.
I mean, and here's the thing. I see all the people. I'm in the Facebook group. And I see a lot of people saying, oh, well, Mook, this and that. Let's really think. Who has Mook battled? People are acting like Mook has battled strictly killers. You know what I'm saying? Who has he battled that was really a
he battled Sirius when Sirius Jones was kind of ahead of Himbo at the time, though.
Right.
Okay.
You agree with that,
right,
guys? I mean.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. He wasn't supposed to battle Young Hot, but something happened with the person he was supposed to battle. That didn't pop off.
Young Hot. Just
fine. I got a Young Hot.
But
yeah.
Whatever.
Iron Solomon's been calling him out for years. You feel me? And he battled him. Yeah, I didn't like the approach. I know the approach he went. I didn't like it too much. He didn't do nothing for me. But
right. We
could arguably say right now, Wing and Caller, that this man is probably 9-0, 11-0 in rounds.
Yeah. Right.
Not saying he deserved. Don't get it twisted. No, I'm not saying he deserved that kind of bread. I don't want to say deserve, man. Because that's not like I'm hating. I'm not hating. Like we said earlier, get your money. I'm just talking about me. I'm like,
Mook gets up tomorrow and says, yo, look at this check for $1 million. I'm going
to
say, well, good.
Shout out to him. Word up. I'll never say a nigga, don't, you know what I'm saying? You're asking price. If you can get it, shit, why the fuck not? I will.
I'm saying.
That's why
I'm
I can't
saying.
Hate on nobody. But I'm just saying, like, that's a lot of motherfucking money.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Let me interrupt. Let me go back to what we were talking about really quickly with Queen of the Ring, because somebody actually put a screenshot from Jazz in the group.
Okay, talk about it. Talk about it.
Says, so Queen of the Ring kicked me off Gladiator School card. Now find out Snoop not fucking with them. No more. Karma. So does that mean that the entire lineup is done?
I wouldn't think so. I wouldn't think that Snoop is going to put all these dudes out of the opportunity just because of one little hiccup.
I hope he wouldn't do that, though.
But that's not a little hiccup, though. That's like one of the favored battles.
Yeah, that's true. It is. That's true.
To us, though. But you know what, though, Wayne? You're right, to us. But what about the people that he's going to do this for that don't really know the culture like that, and they're going to watch it just because of Snoop? They're not going to know the significance or the magnitude of a Jazz and Couture.
True.
Or even a Hitman or a Calico. You know what I mean? It's going back to the Total Slaughter crowd. Certain people in the crowd, the front row, they look like they didn't want.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And real talk, I mean, let's be honest. Out of all those people that who's battling there, who is probably the most known, if not a girl? You know what I'm saying? Who? It's probably Daylight or Arsenal. Out of those people that's battling on that card. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So people among people who aren't in the culture, who aren't knowledgeable about the shit. So if Jazz and Couture aren't there, yeah, we're going to be fucking bummed. But is anyone else going to care that's actually there? I very much doubt it. Beyond.
Yeah, I doubt that too.
I'm looking at it too from a perspective of a mainstreamer that's been in the game for a long time. You know, I'm trying to be impartial and look at it from both sides, as we were
both
saying.
Both sides, I feel you.
Know,
that's what I'm trying to do.
I feel you. I'm looking at Snoop like, look, he's saying this is what I want to do, and obviously somebody didn't see eye to eye on the situation, so he had to trash the Couture Jazz battle, and he's like, fuck it. You know what I mean? Now to his defense.
I would trash it if I'm Debo. I'm like, yo, fuck out of here. That shit is not going down. That shit is going down on the Queen of the Ring umbrella. Facts.
So,
get out of here, Snoop.
And
I know
so
you're a legend,
Snoop,
but nah.
It's probably like, if you ain't trying, that's going to fuck up what I'm trying to do. Fuck it. We ain't going to do none of it.
Mm. Maybe.
Yo, McCullough, good looking out though, man. We'll try to get more people now. We appreciate it though, man.
Already. Shout out Angry Fans.
You already, man.
Easy.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, you write that back with the hashtag karma. That's the hashtag karma, right? Did it say hashtag karma?
Yep. Damn. Oh my goodness. That's wild. I am tripping off that. Oh my goodness. Okay, we taking another caller?
Yeah, let's go. Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's talk to the
okay,
people.
Okay, let's do it. All right, let's hit Hotlanta. 404-997.
ATL.
What's up? The Diesel D. Diesel D in the building, man. What's going on, fam?
What's good, my brother?
Nothing much, man. Wow, man, too much stuff going on in one night, man. It's crazy.
Take your time, brother.
Hey, I would say, man, yeah, that was kind of I was really planning on going to the battle, the Snoop thing, because with the tickets, it's $100. I'll be damned if I pay $100, man, and they're going to have one rounders, man. Hell no. If I'm going to pay that much, man, I got to get three rounds, man. Especially
right.
With Couture and Jazz.
But can I ask you a question, though? Is that really the deal? Like, we know for a fact that it's one round, though. I know Hitman saying that Calico is one. I would really like to know.
Well, from what I'm hearing in the hood, man, it's like, yeah, like a majority of the battles is going to be like one rounders going on here. And they charge,
really?
And I'm talking about they charge them big boy prices. I'm talking about general admission is like $100.
What?
And, you know,
but that's only
big, yeah.
See? That's the thing. That price is not for us three. That price is for the big wigs and mainstream niggas that walk in the door.
Yeah, but it's about the VIP. The VIP is $350.
That even tells you even more. The VIP is $350. So
yeah.
That's the
so
big
like,
wigs.
Okay,
that's how the 9 to 5 is.
I'll be damned if I'm paying that price. Y'all only gonna give me one round battles, man. Come on, you gotta give the people. You gotta give people three rounds, man. Nobody don't want no one round battle. And they're going to be spending their power bill money and baby milk money, man, to see this battle.
Yeah.
And give us one round, but I want to
right,
say
going to get
title
loans and shit. Wow.
Yeah. But I wanted to say about that Cassidy and that disaster. I really don't want to see it. I really don't want to see it, but we really don't have a choice. As I know right now, in my eyes, man, Cassidy is, I think he kind of scared to go against Arsenal, man. Because on that this track that Arsenal did, man, he really got it, that dude, man.
But you know, I want to say something. I want people to really understand something, because I've seen Disaster say this. It wasn't Cassidy who came after Disaster. It was Disaster and his people that came to Cassidy.
Yeah, right.
That's a big difference. I want to make sure I get that clear.
Oh, yeah, we know that. But my thing is, though, I would say if he's talking all this crap, I mean, to me, that would be the perfect match. That would be the perfect match, at least, you know, Arsenal and Cassidy, because they got a little grudge going on, you know what I'm saying? But I think Cassidy kind of scared, though. I think that's why he really took it. The money, yeah, but I think he probably took it. He think this is going to be an easy win, but I think this is going to 3-0 easily.
3-0?
Yeah, because the Cassidy, man, he's like old-ass milk in a refrigerator, man. He's just outdated, bro.
So let me ask you a question. Who you got more faith in, Joe Budden or Cassidy?
Oh, man.
I know, right?
That's like a no-win situation right there, man. Like I said, I mean, I don't know. Like I said, Cass, I don't know. I just hope he ain't coming with that 2000.
Because this is what we know Cassidy from. He's known for battle rhymes. He's that hotel shit.
Yeah.
That ain't really Cassidy. You feel me?
Yeah.
Just to play devil's advocate for a second, you know what I mean? Like, you know, but yo.
Yeah,
we shall see, though, man. It should be interesting, though.
All right, man. Shout out to the fam, man. That'll be easy.
You already, man. I feel people say Arsenal, but I don't, So why did Arsenal versus Joe Budden go down? They had beef. But they made up, though, Lucky Lux. They made up already, homie. I see you out there on Twitter. They made up, though. They ain't got no beef no more. Arsenal and Joe Budden's been made up. You know what I mean? And niggas are saying Cassidy and Mook. Mook don't want to battle Cassidy. He said on the show, him and Cassidy, they that's years ago. That's not. I don't even want to see them battle no more if they cool and they chopping it up and they talk on the phone or do music together. I don't want to see that shit. When I saw Mask and Murder Mook, they hit a song together, and I'm like, oh, I don't want to see these niggas battle no more now. But guys don't.
Yeah. That, you know, somebody said, matter of fact, with the whole Mook situation, one of the group members said that he wants that much money to stay away from battle rap for a minute.
They're talking about Mook?
Yeah. How do you feel about that? Like, to stay away from battle rap for a minute, but, like, when was the last time you battled outside of, Total Slaughter? I kind of go back to the fact that, you know, now people are looking at the potential money that's being made. It was like you left and went away for a while. Well, you know, and now you want to come back because you see the money is there. But what about just the intent? I don't know. To me, like Cap was saying one night, you know, it's a sport to me. And I just feel like, you know, these guys, not taking anything away from Mook, but these guys and girls hustle to get what they're, you know, to get their notoriety, to allow other people who may have left and come back, you know, they have a name. But for them to come
what they're going to say, though? You know what they're going to say? They're going to say Mook is a legend, and they're going to say Mook paved the way for all these cats to get on and shit, basically. And he runs with that, which he should in a way. I get it. Seniority, if you want to call it that.
It is seniority. It is.
I don't know how you feel about this, but I want to see Mook battle one of these young boys. I don't want him battling. No, I don't even want him to battle like a Sue Surf, battle Hitman Holler, even a DNA. These are the cats I want to see battle. I don't want to see these so-called legends and shit. I don't want to see you and Sidney Jones Part 2. I don't want to see that shit.
I damn sure don't. But that's the thing. If you're a legend, and we talk about that all the time, you're a legend, you're a vet, you've been in the game for 5-plus years, you should be giving these young cats a shot because that's what the fuck you do in a sport. You feel me? Mm-hmm. That's what you're supposed to do, to keep it competitive. Now you're a legend and you should be getting this 100K. Earn that shit. You shouldn't be able to come in the game and just cop that money and make it easy for yourself.
But it goes back to what I was saying earlier about Mook, and I'm not sticking up for him, but I think just to play his lawyer for a second, you could say he's not lost a round, you know what I mean? And that's, you know, some niggas say he bodied Iron Solomon all 5 rounds. He's coming off beating Lux, who I thought Lux was going to be Mook. I really did. I thought Lux was going to be Mook. I'll keep it real.
I told him that.
Yeah.
I have Mook, though. I really wish that Lux would go back to, I mean, it's been so long, he probably can't, you know, reinvent himself or go backwards in time. But that Lux that battled Mook, oh, my fucking God, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the Lux I like. I do like this conscious brother trying to do his thing or whatever the case may be. But at the end of this day, this is battle rap, and we don't need
You can't run with that too much. You can't run with that. You can't. You know.
So I need
like
you.
Like my man Hollow said. Hollow said the best. We ain't trying to hear that bullshit, Sharif. It's only so long we can hear that, though.
So,
you know what I mean?
You know what I mean? And so it's like,
I want to tell you something I just found out. Guess what? Couture is going to battle Farrah now instead of Jazz. That's what's being announced right now. Couture and Farrah on the Snoop Show.
I love my Farrah, but, you know, after even the inkling of the fact that she was supposed to battle Jazz.
She's getting three old.
Oh, damn it. I know.
Couture. Yo, listen, man.
Farrah, I need you to come.
Man, that ain't happening. I'm so sorry.
But you
in
know
one
what?
Round two?
This is the one. I can live with that, though. I can live with a one-rounder with Farrah and Couture.
I keep thinking it's 3 rounds,
Farrah
though. Yeah.
Is so fucking disrespectful, too, though. That's the part that I'm going to love about this battle. Farrah is so goddamn disrespectful. Listen, we had some shit going in the group today, and it was funny as hell. Farrah is just, she's a fucking beast.
She don't win battles, though. She don't be winning battles, though. She don't be winning battles.
We can break this down. Her popularity is crazy.
It is crazy.
You know what I mean? So it's like, I understand that. It doesn't matter who I like. I still am a fan of Bars.
She lost to Miss Merck, lost to 40, lost to Shuni. Then had to team up with Shuni to get popping. against fucking Tory and Die Lady.
Yeah, there you go. Three real
just
meals.
Got beat up
three
by
meals.
QB. I mean, let's be real. I mean, she sound like K-Shine for years. She sounded like a K-Shine knockoff for a hot minute. Let's keep it real. She did. She didn't sound like a K-Shine knockoff to you. Like, I used to be like, that's Shine right there. Oh, shit. That's why I'm listening to K-Shine.
You know what?
It's a deal. It's a deal. It's a deal. Like, all right. Okay.
Here's the thing about that, though. When you have a team, you know what? Because I'm going to tell you, people in the group may say the same thing about me. Cass has rubbed off a lot on me. I was little Miss Conservative 6 months ago. And, you know, this group is, these some damn savages. They rub the fuck off.
I could imagine. I could imagine.
They rub off.
I could just imagine.
So, you know, it's like, I look at it from that perspective. When you're, she's already, I mean, she's a little mannish, and I hope that's no disrespect to her if she thinks that way, but it's not, because I am the same way, kind of. But, you know, when you're around a team of people, their characteristics kind of fall
off
on you.
It rubs off. I agree with that. It rubs off, yeah.
So that's kind of the way I look at it. I did kind of feel like she emulated a little, but, you know, I just felt like because it was the affiliation, you know, when you're around people for so long. That's just kind of the way
I look at it. Now that it's a one-rounder, it can be interesting now because obviously, Couture can't bring no prop out unless – I don't think she's going to bring no prop out or nothing like that. And like you said, Farrah might be disrespectful, so it should
might.
Be, you know.
She might.
She might know. Yeah, she might know bullshit, right? Yeah, for real, right?
It might be funny as hell. Couture is so damn creative. She's so creative, it's like crazy. You know what I mean? So she really probably could come with some shit.
My boy Cassius J said on Twitter right now, Farrah will die versus Couture. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. See, people are talking. They're talking. I don't know, man. Farrah is lucky that's not three rounds, though, for real. That would have been RIP right there, but it's all good. At least one round, you know.
Right.
You want to take another call?
That's, you know what? I am getting...
Cass, where you at, my G?
I am about to get him on right now. I'm looking for the number. But in the meantime, in between time, we can do that.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 minute.
All right.
Let's see. I was looking for okay, hold on 1 minute. We're going to take another call. Caller 843-694.
What's up, y'all? What's going on? What's going on, A-Family?
Yo.
Hey, Wayne, I just got to tell you, man, you out there, man, you mean a whole lot out there, man. I love when you on the show, man. You sound so confident in what you're doing, man. And I know we got Marty with the floor and all of them, man, out here doing their thing, man, but you're real passionate about battle rap. I just want to put that out there.
Word, that's facts, though.
Thank you.
What's going on, my brother? What's popping, man? Talk to me, Wayne. What's goodie?
I want to talk about Mook real quick, man.
Let's go.
Mook and Lux, man. You got to admit this, man. Mook and Lux, man. Lux did not like the last 2 rounds, man. Lux freestyled them last 2 rounds, man.
Freestyled?
You didn't hear Lux freestyling?
Nah.
You was calling everybody's name when you was calling everybody's
name? Well, how do you freestyle? But let me ask you a question, Carla. How you freestyle the third round when he bought some jacket out there? What the hell he threw out there? That was playing a pop.
I mean, that was orchestrated. I'm just saying. This battle meant so much to Mook. It didn't mean anything to Lux, man. I'm being honest.
We're making excuses for Lux now, Carla. Right, really?
Listen. I'm being like, all right, I'm not discrediting Mook, man. Mook did what he was supposed to do, but I would have loved to see a fully prepared Loaded Lux. I'm not making no excuses.
What are we?
You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, Carla. It's not murder. Hear me out first. It is not murder Mook's fault that Loaded Lux. If what you're saying is right, which I don't agree with, this is total slaughter, my dude. This is not the battle in the fucking McDonald's bathroom. You got Ebro and all these motherfuckers in the building. You are telling me Golden Lux is not prepared?
I'm not discrediting Mook. I'm just saying I would love it to see a fully prepared Golden Lux. That's all I said. I'm not discrediting. Lux, man, I can't even watch that battle, dude. I can't even watch it no more.
Why? Because it hurt you that Beloved got his ass kicked. Is that what is going on?
Dude, it hurt me to the point where I just, man, I can't watch Lux getting beat down like that, man.
So you're making a scoop call. So you're admitting to me and Wayne that you're a Loaded Lux fan, first of all, and it hurts your heart and soul.
I'm a Loaded Lux fan from day one. It ain't no to the point where, like, I got one team and then I'm going to leave this team because they're not doing what they're supposed to do. I'm
brother,
Lux
me and Wayne can't co-sign this, brother. Me and Wayne can't co-sign.
I said he lost. He lost a horrible death. You're not even accepting me telling you that he lost a horrible death.
Okay,
he lost
a horrible death. Okay, all right.
Listen, the body bag, everything was hanging out the casket. I'm putting it out there. I'm just saying, man, I can't watch it, man. And, man, we're going to move along, man. Farrah is just a sex symbol, man. She needs to stop battle rapping. I'm just going to put that out there. I got to put that out there. Like y'all said, if she was K-Prophet, she wouldn't have been even battle rapping anymore. But K-Prophet is on low-key. K-Prophet got bars. I'm just being honest.
Yeah, low key, she do. That's facts, though.
You can't forget. Listen, you can't forget she gave Jazzy Rapper that work. You can't forget that.
No, that's facts. That's facts.
She gave Jazz that work. You know what I'm saying? But
I wouldn't say that work, but
yeah, that's kind of strong.
Listen.
Yeah, that work. I wouldn't say that work.
So we go over a little. Just because Diesel wasn't a formidable opponent, you won't overlook what K-Pop did to Diesel?
Yo, I had to cut some off.
That's really my team.
Not sure what's good, man. Yo, we got the guest.
Call him, bro. He's right back.
Okay.
We gotta get a little bit of order.
Early. Yo, sir, what's good, B?
What's going on, my nigga? You know, Jersey in the fucking building.
What's poppin', sir?
I'm chilling, man. I can't complain at all. I just had a nice little event. I mean, Snoop Dogg just put together something nice, man. Daylight, so just getting back from Cali, getting ready for Summer Madness. I mean, amongst the plethora of other things. That's all. Can't really complain.
Are you in Daylight one round, my G?
Say that again.
Are you in Daylight one round or three rounds, my brother?
Yes, sir. See, but the battle community need to understand about me and Daylight. Like, it's not conventional. Like, it's not like a regular battle. You know what I mean? Like, it's almost damn near an experiment. It's something totally, you know what I mean? I don't want to spill the beans, but it's something totally different than everyday battling. You know what I mean? It's nothing like, not one bit like a regular one round that you've seen today or before. You know what I mean? It's something very, very different and big. You know what I mean? But yes, we were a one rounder.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, it was a one round. It was this happened like about 2 days ago, Tuesday I think it was. Yeah, Tuesday in California.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been listening to y'all. I've been listening lately, you know what I mean? And I know
Let's go. That's all I want to talk about. Let's get it.
Yeah. I don't keep up with battle rap as much as I'm not even gonna say as I should because you know what I mean, there's other things going on, but as I would like to, but there'd be a lot of bullshit getting said on this radio, on this station. I just want y'all to know that.
Okay. Talk about it. Let's hear it. Let's go. Talk about it.
I don't know voices. I don't know names, nothing. But I heard one of you silly niggas say, I haven't had a good show since Conceited, pause, which is outrageous because, let's be real, Hollow the Don hasn't had a clear, even close battle since Arsenal Rebel. I'm the first person to even shake Hollow's jaw, period. Mm. Nobody in the battle world has ever even come close to being Hollow besides Arsenal.
Lux did though, my nigga.
Wait. This is all after Surf, though. And this is all after the comment was made of, we haven't seen a good Surf since Conceited. I'm the closest nigga. Like, only three niggas had a good fight with, if that's the case. Arsenal, Lux, and Surf. So how has Surf not had a good showing since the Conceited? Now, if we want to say Surf's last two battles wasn't good, cool, let's say that. But we also know Surf's situation. Surf about to go in. And everybody
else. And we said that. And we said that, my G. Hold on, my nigga.
No, I heard that part.
We did say that.
Don't get me wrong. Yeah, I heard that part. Everybody that followed Surf's career.
Make sure you say that, though. Okay.
Yeah, no, definitely. I'm going to say all parts. I'm always a fit man.
All right.
You know what I mean? But I definitely heard that part. Because everybody that followed Battle Rap know the same thing. Surf about to go in. He bullshit. The same thing happened with me versus DNA. That was the first time I was a battle rapper and never about to go in. I had a bullshit battle. I came out. I killed X Factor. The same shit happened. You know what I mean? It's no different.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But let's not. I got a few, like, let's not get all this fucked up, because all these new niggas that's coming in, these niggas is coming in with spoons in their mouth. BET, big stages, all this shit, all-star, I mean, famous motherfuckers on stage and all that shit. We ain't have none of that shit. We ain't have none of that shit. And let's talk about, if you want to talk about resumes, let's talk about resumes. Who certainly has the most classic battles of a top-tier nigga. I might literally have 3 missed shots. Sue Surf versus X Factor, Sue Surf versus Conceited, Sue Surf versus K-Shine, Sue Surf versus Big T. Like, these are all...
I wouldn't say you and K-Shine... Hold on. I wouldn't say no shade on the K-Shine battle. I don't think that's a classic battle because of K-Shine. Hold on. I don't think that's a classic battle because of K-Shine. After his first round, it went down.
Not to cut you off, I also think some of these fans can't even judge a lot of the shit they judging, because these are all new fans. A lot of these interviewers, a lot of these new bloggers and all these shit, they wasn't around when it was really, when they, no, none of these niggas always, like, Jay Black, I'm a big Jay Black fan, I'm a big, you know what I mean, but Jay Black and all these these motherfuckers, they wasn't in the building for the Sue Surf versus Conceited, Sue Surf versus K-Shine. Like, I was the first nigga to ever get 1 million views in Webster Hall. You know what I mean? Shit like that. Like, don't get me wrong. Battle rap is moving fast right now. So a lot of battles happening. You get these niggas having 1-2 good battles. And it's like, no, you niggas are totally disrespecting the top tier.
Sir, can I say something about the views thing that you hop on real quick, my brother? The views real quick. Let's hop on the views. I know niggas love living off views. That's cool. But there's battles out here that's... Hold on, my G. There's battles out here, my nigga. All right, my nigga, hold on. There's battles out here that got views, and a lot of times you niggas are getting views because of your past battles and the history and your resume. So niggas right, gonna shit, click on a Sue Surf battle. You feel me?
All right, but listen, you saying you niggas, but the funny part is that doesn't apply to Sue Surf. Yes, I do average 1 million views, but my average battle has replay value. Anybody that spot, listen, and I don't want to. It's hard to talk to somebody that follows battle rap and go back and watch battles. I'm talking about the whole feel, meaning having the best battle on the card, meaning shaking like nobody, like shit like that. Like, I'm not just talking about views. I'm talking about when we have 5, 6, 7, 8 legit top 10 niggas on the card, and Sue Surf versus X Factor is the best card. When we have a top Big T, Hollow the Don, we having all these big top 10 names, and Sue Surf versus Young, it's the best battle on the card. Like, I'm not just talking about views. I'm talking about getting it done overall.
Okay, let me ask you a question, though. You would agree, hold on a second, you would agree you got a lot of debatable battles, though, right? You would agree you got a lot of debatables, right?
That's totally fine. It can each his own with something like that, because battle rap is opinion, period. So I can have,
right.
I have fans that said I've never lost, like I have fans that, I have niggas that say I never won. And some people say
yeah, but we know fans can be fickle now. We know fans can be fickle, though, my nigga. Fans will say your favorite battle rapper didn't lose when they know in actuality they lost.
Question, who has more replay value? Name me 3 top-tier battle rappers that have more
replay
value.
Hitman Holler, let me think.
You said Hitman Holler.
I don't know if you heard me, because you know what I'm saying? Hitman Holler, like I said. A-Verb. And Arsenal.
That's false. And I'm an Arsenal
That's
fan.
False. Ava got a classic with Hitman. Ava got a classic with Dan Mass Hopper. I mean,
the best
no disrespect. Ava and Hitman is better than any battle that you have, my nigga, if you want to go there.
Ava versus Hitman is better than every battle. That's how.
I didn't say every. I said any battle you might have had. I'm just being real.
No, this is just your opinion. You're not just being real. You're just giving
your opinion. Exactly. It's all an opinion, my nigga.
Okay, no, it is, which I'm totally fine with. But my opinion is, you can't name 3 motherfuckers. Like, this is, I'm talking about, and I'm going to be real, all these new niggas that's trying to get, like, you know what I mean, all these new names, and I don't want to just throw names out there because then niggas would think it's shots, but all these new motherfuckers coming into the battle rap and following the battle rap culture are people that's catching on and trying to go do their homework of watching battles back. You can't do that. I'm talking about, you ask motherfuckers that's been in these events, been in these venues, like, I can have a regular conversation with, let's say, a Norb or Miss Gracie or something like that. Like, this is, don't let these last 2 battles, which was in a 2-month event, niggas got Sue Surf fucked up. He's last.
So we can't talk about his son? That's what you're saying? No, we do a show. We're not allowed to talk about your battles, my nigga?
So hell yeah, I'm not saying.
Okay, I'm just gonna make sure. Okay.
You're getting confused. No, that's why I am who I am. There's a lot of niggas that don't get talked about at all. You know what
right.
I mean? So it's very fine that you're talking about me. I'm not talking about in the sense of you guys disrespecting me. Don't get it confused. I mean, niggas got me fucked up like thinking that I'm not who I am as far as performance, as far as to kill a nigga. Like, you ain't about to get no different surf because
you got one body to me, sir. You got one body to me, my nigga, in your career. One.
That's totally fine. That's fine. And I got a lot. All right, now
okay.
My question is this. Why am I, with your logic, why am I one of the highest paid battle rappers right now with one body in all debatable battles?
You know why? Because you got a huge fan base. You do music.
Right.
A lot of niggas like your music. What are your battles?
Time out. And
can you go ahead of your battles, bro?
Wait, time out. How did I get that? Because battle rap was the platform to put me to the masses. So how did I even get this? So what? I could not have been subpar. I could not have been subpar my whole battle career and got this type of fan base. That's
important.
Well,
you got
subpar. But son, you go hard if you battle. That's the reason why you got a fan base, my nigga.
You said what?
You go hard every battle. That's the reason why you got a fan base.
My point exactly. You guys. Now my thing is when you listen to you niggas, you guys downplay this as opposed to like I'm a slouch.
Well, no, I want to hold on. I want to say why downplay you slouch, but we have to go by wins and losses also because it's a sport.
No, it's an opinionated sport.
Opinionated sport. You're right. You're absolutely right. You're
exactly.
Absolutely right.
So we really can't go by all you, and that's the thing. People get it messed up. Like the reason it's so easy to go by numbers or go by following or go by X, Y, and Z is because it's an opinionated sport. So if you got a million, if you got a million motherfuckers trying to see somebody every time they drop, and then you got like you can't just say it like a nigga's regular. That's impossible. And literally. Because let's be real, if Sue Surf would have sat down after Hollow Don, he would have been on top of the world in battle rappers' eyes because of the way you're supposed to. If you do a big battle, then you sit still. No, I was about to go to jail, and I'm like, all right, cool, let me take the clips. So, niggas, if you're basing Sue Surf off the last two battles, you foolish because that's like...
But I don't think nobody's doing that, though. I don't think nobody's basing it off
basing,
that, though. But
that's, me basing Hitman, that's me saying I'm going to judge Hitman off of Conceited. I'm going to judge Arsenal. Like, I can judge everybody off their worst battle. Like, and I feel like it only happens with Sue Surf. You know what I mean? Like, it only, like, we could judge everybody off their worst battles. Let's talk about the best Sue Surf. Because nobody never talks about that. Because every nigga that you name that I battle, the best them you get is against Sue Surf. Why?
I agree with that aspect. Niggas, you battle killers. I give you that.
We're going to turn this to the Sue Surf. Fuck it. The Angry Fan Sue Surf Show. Got questions for you guys.
What's up?
Why does...
Sir, you got debatables to me, my nigga. The hollow battle is debatable. You know what I mean?
Okay, that's fine. That's totally fine. Cool. That's cool. I take that. Because you only proving my point. Because you know what you say to me when you tell me I have a debatable battle? Do you know what you say to me? That I didn't lose. That's all that says to me. If a nigga tell me, yo, it was debatable, I can comfortably say I did not lose. So if a nigga tell me, yo, sir, you had 10 battles and 9 of them was debatable, that means I possibly won 9 times. Because you're telling me I didn't win. Debatable means I didn't win or I didn't lose. That means I'm coming out there damn near either bruised up like my opponent or scratch free. You cannot knock a nigga that does not lose. If majority of my battles, let's say I got 10 battles, 9 of them is debatable, that means I don't lose. Right or wrong?
I'm not going to agree with that totally. I can't agree with that totally because the debatable battle to me is like some niggas, like for instance, you don't concede. I had Kyle winning 2-1, right? Some niggas had you winning. You feel me? It might be preference or whatever.
So you know what I'm saying? Debatable. You said I lost.
Well, don't get confused. I look at that shit like this, man. Like, I hear what you're coming from a shit. A debatable is good if it's a good battle. Because you have some trash-ass battles that just happen to be debatable because both did bad, too.
What trash battle? Besides the last two battles, what trash battles did you see first?
Well, no, you didn't have any trash bags before these last two. I wouldn't even say these last two were trash. I would say you lost, and I wouldn't say it was trash. I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, that's my thing. Like, I wonder, where's surface flush? That, when I hear some of these interviews, I just be confused as to, like, on top of, let's not take into consider, on top of, I be hearing, like, it just seemed like, on top of, this nigga got the best music career. This nigga has the best following. This nigga, like, if a nigga's not battling, that's in the battle rap, like, how is this, I'm still a top-tier nigga, so I'm holding my own top-tier while still having a full music. These niggas only battle. Some of these niggas is locked in a room all day, every day to battle, and they still having debatables with a nigga that got to drop two mixtapes. And so who's really losing here?
I don't think we're basing battles off of what you're doing music. We're basing battles off. When I'm looking at Susurf battle, I'm looking at Susurf against you, that person.
I'm talking about overall. If you want to take into consideration my jam situation, then shit, you might as well take into consideration the music too. Damn, the nigga on tour with Joe Budden for 6 months while preparing for Hollow and Khan and yada yada while still performing. What you want to compare? Like, I mean, like, if you could, we could throw in a lot of shit if that's the case. So my next why does everybody that goes to battle Susurf perform the way they do if Susurf is so light? Because I think I've seen that. That was the best Khan. I've never seen Young L like that.
Khan was good against Arsenal too, though.
God damn, that was two. I was 17 years old. We talking about.
But you talking about X Factor, though? You talking about your X Factor battle? Be fair, sir. You talking about your old battles too, my nigga.
Y'all wasn't even angry fan. Y'all wasn't even angry fan at the time. Like, let's talk about stuff around. Come on, my nigga. Khan was the best. Let's be real. Overall consensus of anybody in the best Khan was Khan versus Susur. If we're going to talk about overall consensus, even because I see what type of guy you are. The type of guy you are is you're going to find that one or two instances where I could possibly be wrong. I like that.
Not that guy. Good try, though, but good not.
The overall consensus is the best Khan you've seen was against Surf. The best Ill against Surf. The best Big T against Surf. The best X against Surf.
That's pretty much true, my nigga. That's pretty much true.
Exactly, because these niggas, and exactly, and you want to know why? It's because the way, like, these niggas actually, and a lot of niggas that quote-unquote follow this battle rap and talk about battle rap, they have not been in them rooms. They are new fans. All these niggas with these followers, like, all the names, most of the names of battle rap are new. Like, I love Queen Swift to death. He just joined amongst this ride. And, like, all these war reports and blah, 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 this is all new shit. Niggas wasn't in there in them rooms with me rocking a whole, like, nobody was.
Well, we basing it on what we're seeing, though, sir. We're basing it on what we see on the two.
Okay, so what you're basically saying is you're only good as if your argument is you're only good as your last battle, then there's no argument. But to say for anybody that follows battle rap to say Susurf is a slouch or anyway, like some of the shit that be getting said on this show is outrageous, my nigga.
Like
outrageous.
Such as what? Nobody ever said you were slouch. First of all, who said you were slouch?
I love it. I love. Next question.
Are you feeling some kind of way because I got Hitman? Some of us got Hitman beating you? Is that why?
I'm high. We're having a regular conversation. It's my energy time. That's all. I'm going to tell you how I feel. Nah, I don't feel no type of way about nothing. Hitman better be the best Hitman ever was. If anybody can fuck Hitman up, Hitman know exactly who can do it. I don't give a fuck. And now you can scrap our whole first 20 minutes. I don't give a fuck what nobody says, how nobody feel about Susurf. If anybody can knock Hitman knock his fucking head off, it's Susurf. Period. Now Susurf ain't about to go to jail in a whole other state where he don't know and worried about leaving money for his daughter and blah, blah, blah. It's none of that. This is a clean, fresh Susurf walking into summer madness with three months just like Hitman Holler. This ain't the Susurf and Susurf. And Susurf don't talk a lot. This ain't the Susurf that signed a contract for 3 minutes against Charlie Clips, and Charlie Clips didn't sign the contract at all and had 6 minute rounds. It's not that Susurf. This is the Susurf that is actually ready and prepped and getting ready for Summer Madness just as well as Hitman. I'm gonna fuck Hitman up.
So basically, you say you're gonna do better with Verb than against Hitman, then basically, right?
Better than who?
Than what Verb did to Hitman then.
Who beat Hitman? So do you feel like Verb beat Hitman?
Yeah, I feel Verb beat Hitman.
All right, I could do it way worse than that.
I didn't honestly think Bird really like beat him like that.
He didn't kill Hitman at all. Now he didn't kill him. Don't get it wrong, but it was a classic battle.
If Hitman's gonna get a round off, it's gonna be his first. We all know that. I just don't see Hitman rap like I don't see the distance, the long, at least the way I break battle rap down. I don't see Hitman for the long run. He might sprint, but eventually you're gonna run right past him if you keep rapping.
Yeah, like what you're trying to say is first round is that shit, and then he starts wavering
exactly. And there's a lot of shit that niggas don't take into consideration with this battle rap shit now. You know what I mean? As far as how these, like, a lot of these niggas is full-time clones. A lot of these niggas is full, like, legit clones. And you don't take into consideration that. You don't take into consideration nothing. Like, a nigga could remix five, like, there's no way possible we gonna react to the remix five times. We gonna react every time. Nigga, you saying the same thing. How many points can you get for that? I mean, how many points are we gonna get for you if you do three to four remixes in a, like, at some time this shit gotta, you know what I mean, this shit gotta stop. A nigga like Conceited could use a word like bucket and flip that reference 30 times. Count how many times Conceited said bucket versus me. I'll bucket this way, bucket that way, and there's nothing different but a regular bucket, a KFC bucket. How many times can you say that before we actually start subtracting points?
Okay.
You know what I mean? Okay, Su Surf getting ready for whatever, his going down versus a Charlie Clips, versus a regular Charlie Clips. Su Surf signs a contract that says 3 minutes, whoop, whop, whatever, and Su Surf comes in there with 3 minutes, and Charlie Clips coming in with 6:30 rounds, and then Su Surf talks to Charlie Clips, and he says, oh, no, I ain't never signed no contract. They ain't make me sign no contract. Does that count as anything or no? Or is that still a fair
fight? That's behind-the-scene contracts, though. That's besides behind-the-scene.
I'm not saying this to you as far as to jump down y'all's throat. I'm just asking a question. I'm just saying, is that still a fair fight, or is that, in y'all eyes, is that still a fair fight?
No, not if you battle for 3 minutes, and that's the contract stipulation said for 3 minutes.
All right, exactly. I'm talking about overall. As far as if you just a battler and you come into a battle thinking that the other battler signed a contract, and you were told that the battler signed a contract, and he didn't. So now you come with 3 minute rounds, and he come with 6:30. I said, is that? Would you think that's a fair fight? Sound like heavy? Somebody got weighted gloves to me.
So, Surf, are you saying why he won? Because his rounds were longer and he had more material, why he won?
No, Charlie, of course, I mean, more material don't mean nothing, though, because I rap for five minutes, rap for 11. More material means nothing. I'm just talking about as far as, it's a lot of shit. That's like a nigga that got weighted gloves, if he can't hit you, it don't matter how heavy them bitches is. You know what I mean? So I can't believe, I'm not taking away from him. I'm just saying, if we want to really keep that, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to keep it on my battler end. Like, I could have a million blogs every time some bullshit happened. Like, oh, I had to go to jail. Oh, these niggas made me sign a contract and he didn't. You know what I mean? I could be as intricate to the situation as the fans is about it. Like, like, oh, this happened. But I don't. But a fan would be like, oh, well, you battled like this against Calico, so I don't know if you can rap no more. And that's really how niggas damn near talk. And I'm not saying as far as Su Surf, but the battle rap culture and the fans flip and the niggas is real crazy. The followers, the blogs, everybody. One minute, I remember nobody wouldn't, one minute you're at the top, one minute you're at the bottom. And that's just the way to battle. And I'm not talking about me, because I'm going into Summer Madness, the main event. Regardless of how niggas think Su Surf, I'm getting double digits walking into Summer after my fifth year of battling. It never took never went down in no type of way, shape, or form. I'm about to head of main event Summer Madness 4, so Surf feel fine. But as far as, like, regularly, niggas will turn on you in a minute as far as battle rap going, which is
why do they turn on you? You say that word terminology, turn on you. Can you elaborate? What do you mean turn on you?
It's just how I've seen, like, as, like, if you, again, if you've watched this, like, if you've been amongst the, like, just watch the waves of battle rap, or actually been here from the beginning time, like Midwest Massacre and shit. Like, there's some niggas you can ask about battle rap that don't know what the Midwest Massacre is. That's the first event. You know what I mean? But it's niggas that had their little run as the guy on top. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then a nigga, have a bad fight or a bad night, and niggas don't know who he is no more. And niggas don't, you know what I mean? And there's no niggas, and which is which sounds outrageous to me. LeBron can have 12 points 10 times in a row. You won't bet me $20 that he going to have 12
points. But sir, this angry time, but sir, check it out though. You gotta understand this part too. As you guys go on, guys talk about how much money they making and shit like that. So niggas can't be talking about how much they bread they making. I made this much, I made that much, and they're having subpar battles. It doesn't go like that. If you're going to make your bread and get more and more bread, then why the hell can't we talk about you? We should be able to judge you on all your battles.
You should be able to talk about everything. That's what I'm saying. That's why I figure, I can't be doing like...
I don't think niggas turn on you and shit. Like me, for instance, for me. Like,
I don't feel like nobody turned on me. I was thinking about just overall, like a battle rapper's mindset. You know what I mean? Like a nigga doing a nigga take a hit, because that's all it is battle shit. A nigga take a hit or have a bad performance, and then niggas just be totally left. I feel totally from my fan base is, as far as fan bases, I have one of the biggest and strongest fan bases in battle rap. I'm totally fine as far as my following. You know what I mean? So I don't think nobody turned on me at all. But I'm just speaking on the average. You know what I mean? Regular battle rapper.
But you do know
there's people out there that do think that you're going to bounce back since you did your last two outings, though. You do realize that, though, right?
Yeah. No, it is. I just like, see, that's the thing. I like, you know what I mean? I like the, that's why I feed into y'all and I go back and forth, because I like the fucked up
me
side
too,
of it.
Me too, my nigga. Trust me.
I don't like to talk to them. You know what I mean? I don't like to talk. I know for a fact it's people that know for a fact I'm going to smoke it, man.
I got served 2-1. I already said in my prediction.
Smoke?
That's not smoking, though.
You
winning, though.
I never got a chance to talk to you guys. You know, everybody got their different terms. You know what I mean? This is my thing of smoke, like, because in all actuality, if there's only 3 rounds, 2-1, that's a debatable automatically, regardless of who gets 2-1. Because it's only
3 rounds. No, I don't think.
So
Hold on. If somebody won it around, my nigga.
Smoking is the separation between them 2 rounds. If I beat a nigga clearly 2 rounds and he get a round off, that's smoke. I can beat this man clearly 2 rounds.
Well, you said that Hitman more than likely will get that first.
No, I'm not saying more than likely will get that. Hell no, I ain't saying that. Hell no.
So
why,
you're saying...
Why would I say that?
So you're saying
I'm gonna say,
you got a 3-0.
If Hitman
won 2 rounds, he said he won. He only won 2 rounds.
That first round... It's because I don't know the word for it, but the energy behind this battle rap and shit like that, like, it's almost like some stuff is forced to happen. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Hitman could literally write a average round, 6-7,
mm-hmm.
but the way he put it together, and because he's known for that, they're going to
mm-hmm.
take it. That's like losing a fight before it happens. If you know a nigga could beat you up, you lost. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You lost. Like mm-hmm. a nigga, if you're like, yo, this nigga hit real hard. He might throw a half-ass punch, and you have fainted already because you think he hit hard. It's the same shit with Hitman. He walk in there with a 7-8 round, and niggas already know him for his first rounds. So we going to take to this more, you know what I mean? We going to take more, we going to take this with open arms more than we would, you know what I mean? We're not going to judge this so hard. He going to dance or he going to spin around or, oh, shit, they're going to remix. Like, that's the way it go with Hitman. That's it. It's called star power. Hitman could say nothing. He could literally do the whole Thriller dance up there, and they're going to like, yo, hit that, the way he skinked that Thriller dance was stupid. That's the way it's going to go. That's how we go with it, man. But once we get into that second and third round and niggas got a rap and we like, all right, what are you going to say now? Because we know a remix going to go. So what are you going to say? Now what?
Well,
now
maybe
what?
Maybe you get a jersey, my nigga.
When Surf want to see if you are in the middle of that shh and all that extra top, like, we can't sit here and have a conversation about Sue Surf bars and Hitman Holla bars. That conversation would be very short.
Fair.
If everybody on the phone right now is avid battle rap followers, the Sue Surf bar for bar against Hitman Holla is a no contest.
And with me saying that, I feel like if you want to say performance-wise, Surf versus Hitman is a no contest, I'll take that. I say that all day. But anybody that avidly follows battle rap knows Sue Surf versus Hitman Holler is a no contest. And bar for bar, that's not even a fight. That's not even a fight. He's gonna have a lot of bars on his fucking head. Only nigga he had foot bars with Khan, and shit was looking crazy for him.
He had bars against Hitman, I thought. Against Verb, pardon me. I thought he had bars against Verb, pardon me. He had bars against Verb, I thought.
Yeah, I think I could agree with you on that. I could definitely agree with you on that.
And John, I thought he did good against John too.
That was just cadence.
Surf 2-1, man.
He had bars against Arsenal. Hopefully, Surf, you get a W for Jersey, my nigga. He's 2-0 against Jersey, so hopefully you can break that.
He didn't have bars against Arsenal. That was
he beat Arsenal, though,
that's
man.
All,
come on now. Not that wasn't bars, though, please. That wasn't bars, please.
Like I said, we're talking about, yeah, exactly. Come on, let's like, that's the thing. See what battle rap is going to get off.
We're going round for round. Hitman did win round one and round two. Am I correct on this or not?
Yeah, but he's talking about bars. He said
we're talking about bars. What we're saying is Hitman does not have bars.
He's talking about the bars, the content.
I disagree with. I'm not gonna say he doesn't have bars, though. I can't say he doesn't have bars.
Hitman is not top ten in bars
in battle rap. Hey, Surf, man. They got Hitman beating you. Yeah. I got Surf 2-1 in the recap. I clearly said it, but I'm telling you, nigga, Surf won't win.
Just remember that.
Angry Fan is saying it. I got Surf 1.
And I'm going to tell y'all what. I'm sure everybody going to be there. The difference maker, when niggas should get very scared, is if he don't win that first round.
Right.
Hitman Holler, just like, if you in that room and Hitman Holler doesn't clearly win that first round, you should be trying to change your bet. Because Hitman doesn't go up after. You've never seen a Hitman go up after his first round. Not one time. Name one time Hitman had a second or third that was better than a first. It don't happen. So if he doesn't win that first, it's going to be a very long night. A very, very long night.
His first and second against Verb was straight, I thought. His first and second against Austin, I thought, was straight. His first and second against Oled was straight to me. His first and third round against Oled was good. Pardon me, the third round was
third,
actually good.
His third was retarded against Oled. His third against Oled was retarded. But yeah.
So are you gonna break the streak 2-0 against Jersey?
I don't think 2-1. I mean, listen, man, we gonna see. We about to see real soon. That shit ain't far at all. And I'm ready. I could go tomorrow. I'm ready to go tomorrow. Honestly, I could go tomorrow. I'll be right now.
That point to prove. I'm going to want to count them out versus Hitman. It's crazy.
I don't know. There's nobody. Listen, don't believe the hype, my nigga. Whoever just don't believe the hype. It's nobody. It's nobody right now counting me out. Nobody. You think across the board,
everybody got you beat it, man? Everybody?
There you go again, taking my word.
I'm just trying to be clear. All right.
What I said was there is nobody counting me out. Even the nigga that says Hitman Holler beat Sue Surf, the flip side of that coin is Hitman Holler better not bullshit.
I agree with that. I totally agree with that. Totally co-signed
nobody,
on it.
Nobody.
Because, sir,
nobody.
You have to. Because niggas got you losing your last two.
That's cool. That's totally fine. That's fine. I told niggas that I said that in some other interview. I said that's totally fine. Niggas say that. That's cool. You could take those two. All dead. Go ahead. You want to put them on the L card. Check them in. When it matters, watch this coming up. That's all I want. Summer Madness for all them little bootlegs dropping and all that extra shit. Like, I don't like anybody that knows, I'm really, really picky when it comes to my battles, how they drop, where they dropping, who I'm battling, shit like that. So you can see a bad Surf, and I'll be honest to say that, you can see a bad Surf when I'm not comfortable, you know what I mean, when shit going on. Like, I'm that type of person, you know what I mean? Like, you can sit there and look and be like, oh, that's not the that's not the Surf we know. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't make excuses for Charlie Clips. That's what I'm saying. If I'm on my feet for 8 hours and I done took 60 fan pictures on top of I'm the only nigga that signed the contract, you goddamn right you're going to see a change in my play. Like, that's just real life. You know what I mean? We're not robots. You know what I mean? We're not robots. So, like, it's a lot of shit that I could sit and say, like, that's not needed, because at the end of the day, it's still about entertainment. It's about y'all, and it's about fans. So it's not for me to say. But for anybody to say anything other than Surf ain't about to come try to take his fucking face off is a fool.
Now he's going to try to take his face off,
though. They disrespecting me. I'm one of the last niggas in, like, 5 URL years. Like, a lot of these niggas is not still around, like, are not getting phone calls. A lot of my class is not getting phone calls, and the only reason they are now is because it's more league building and they need more niggas. You know what I mean? But a lot of that first class is not really being talked about, my niggas. Niggas is on the downside, bro. Niggas on the downside. And Surf is not one of them, bro. I've been called for, like, every event, bro. It's no anybody that thinks Surf doesn't. There's nobody that thinks that. I'm gonna go ahead and say it. There's nobody that doubts me at all. Hitman Holla loses, period. Hitman, I really, really want to say 3-0, but I believe in his first round.
You anticipating 3-0, you think?
This is too much time. I haven't had this much time for a battle in God knows how long.
You never had enough time? What you mean by that? You never had enough time? You guys got weeks or months? Huh?
Yeah, just enough time to sit and rap to actually put this shit together. Like, I was actually on tour I was touring while getting ready for Con, like, shit like that. Like, getting ready for Clips, I was going into, all right, I got to put this bread to the side for my daughter, spend time, you know what I mean, shit like that. Like, I have yet to have just, like, me sitting down, like, I could wake up and just rap. I'm getting ready for Hitman. I'm getting, like, man, that nigga's dead. Niggas better place their bets the right way. That's all I'm going to say. If I don't show up, if I don't attend that event, you got a definite Hitman win. But other than that, you might be a fool putting your money on that nigga. You might be a fool. Like, this Hitman versus, this the last brush match of Battle Rap. It was 3 big battles of the summer. Mook versus Lux, Joe Button versus Hilo, and this is Hitman versus Surf. There's nothing bigger than that in the world. Nothing. There's no big battle bigger than that. Even the Disaster, nobody wants that shit. Disaster's gonna kill him, but nobody wanted to. Nobody cared. Hitman and Surf is what matters. I'm gonna fuck.
And then when you in T-Rock on the battle?
The day T-Rock battled, people always say I'm ducking T-Rock. Like, that's another thing that goes off on hilarious. The day T-Rock battled Rich Dollaz, I said, yo, if you three owe him, you got my word right now, we battle next. He 2-1'd him. We didn't battle. And that's how that went. And then we just was taking our own battles. And I told K-Rock, if they give me the money, I will fuck you up. And I also told K-Rock, I can literally pinpoint in between, like, watching you change. Like, I watched K-Rock, watch him change. You know what I mean? We're not going to get into it, because then it's, you know what I mean, he in his bag right now. He doing his thing. So shout out to K-Rock. He's doing his numbers, man. But that's my son. I'm not taking no disrespect. T-Rock's been battling way before me, so I'm not talking about that. T-Rock always had bars. I'm talking about aura, like performance, like what he's that, like the way he's moving them guns now and shit. T-Rock never lifts a gun versus Kayshawn. T-Rock probably lifts 2 guns against over it. He just recently started putting it, like, niggas wasn't making sound effects in battles before Sousa Rock picked the door. Niggas wasn't lifting a chopper and putting it and shooting it over niggas' head before Sousa was doing that against X Factor. You find me, and this, I got $500. Meet me at Summer Madness. I got $500 for the person that finds me a battle where niggas said the code word for that is before Sue Surf against X Factor, when Sue Surf said the code word for the 9 is Spalding. I bought that code word, and you know what I mean? A lot of shit I don't got to talk about that you hear that, that's, we live. $500 to anybody, and now everybody, that's a code for, and that's a code for the, that's my shit. That's my shit. A lot of these niggas' hands, just as all these little niggas, I watch all that shit, whether I talk about it or not, styles and show off, and, but like these niggas is clone carbon copies. And they start, and then they jump it right in the BT, right on stage with Kevin Durant and Jerry Kidd and all that. Niggas is clone copies, man. Clone copies. Like, don't even worry about it, though. The top of this, I told niggas I was going to go to 215 fresh, and I'm taking off. Or anybody who feel like they need work, going to get it. Anybody.
Hey, sir, you said something about Show Off. Do you know Show Off?
Do I know him? No,
yeah.
I watched him.
Do you think he sound like you?
I really don't feel like none of them sound. I really feel like I put my shit together different. What is not just about, you know what I mean? Like, it's a certain way, like, I feel like it's a certain way, like, Arsenal walk, or a certain way Hitman look at, you know what I mean? Like, if a nigga walk away to turn back and turn his head back, I'm like, damn, that's Hitman. I see it all in, you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
It's just gestures, the way you putting together, when you doing something, how you doing it. You know what I mean? And people don't think that because you want to see it so much that you don't take it into consideration. Like, a nigga, these niggas be doing, it's the same shit, bro. It's the same shit. Like, I could literally, I watch battle rap, bro, whether niggas see me about it, talk about it. I could sit down and pull up battles like, look at this. He didn't do this. Like, K-Rock just started moving his hands in battles. He just started moving his hands. You see K-Rock versus Charlie Clips now? He got the drum over his head and the chopper dumping, shooting over his head and all that shit. Come on, man. You can't fool me. You can fool a new fan. A lot of these fans is new fans because it's coming to the world now. Total Slaughter, you know what I mean? All this shit. It's getting bigger to the world. Like, the core fans that really didn't, niggas know. But I ain't too much I can say because he's definitely on the road and he's definitely doing his thing. Shout out to T-Rock. Whenever they got that brand for me, he is gone. Good as gone if he don't get clipped before then.
Okay.
I mean, he's good as gone. My Summer Madness predictions. Who we got? We got
Magic and Khan.
I knew y'all was going to say that first. Yo, that is way harder than niggas think, my nigga. Like, that's way harder than... but I feel like... Well, Magic got a lot to prove. Like, because this is the spot Magic won. You know what I mean? Like, the
first
one...
I got Magic 2-1.
Like, Magic 2-1?
Yeah.
You said that pretty easy.
I got Khan 2-1. I've been saying that, though.
I got Khan 2-1. Khan 2-1.
Yeah, I got Khan 2-1.
I'm gonna tell you why. Because as far as punchline-wise, you still never know what Khan could say.
Exactly,
that altered that whole wedding altered shit he said against Hitman was retarded. You know what I mean? Like,
that was hard though.
That's what you would get from Khan. You never know what Khan going to say. Be Magic, even if he say some wild shit, it's still going to be in that form of how he say shit. Like, you know what I mean?
I think Khan wins in the room, but on camera, I think Magic might take it in on camera.
I got Khan 2-1 both.
Early. I think Khan's going too much for him. Magic been chasing this nigga and shit. Khan's going to style with him, B. He ain't going to play with B Magic. He know what time it is.
Yeah. You can't sleep on Khan at Summer Madness. Like, this like an all-star game right now, my nigga. Like, especially with the niggas on the card and shit, like, niggas ain't coming in there to play.
I hope the card is good, though. I hope all y'all niggas put on because Gnome 3 wasn't all that great. Gnome 4 wasn't all that great to me.
No. But in my eyes, like, I think every time it was great cards every time I was on the card with the people that's on the card. Like, I think it's going to be a crazy card. Like, it's an all-star game, my nigga. Like, you don't really get bigger than some of the names, like, collectively on this card right here. I feel like some of them wasn't good, but nah, I feel like this is a good card.
You thought Gnome 3 was good, though? You thought Gnome 3 was really good?
Not too crazy.
I thought that was going to be the best card in URL history, and it didn't live up to the hype to me.
See, but my thing is matchups mean, like, names, like, you could put the right name. Matchups is everything, my nigga. Matchups is everything. Like if I, I could go back to me and Clips. Like, me and Clips are so cool. Like, that, how do you really feel like you want to kill it? You know what I mean? Like you only get that Stoop Surf versus Young L because of what we had for each other. Like, Young L was the popping little nigga from St. Louis, and I was coming up behind, you know what I mean? And it was just a fail that I had to kill that nigga. Like, I want, you know what I mean? Like, K-Shine, there was fire on that stage. You know what I mean? So it'd be hard. Like, you could put two names in front of each other, but that don't mean shit if niggas ain't really trying to take a nigga head. You know what I mean? Like, that's why me and Hitman fuck around and hit 3 million in 3 months or some shit like that.
I'm telling you, that shit gonna be, it's gonna be, that shit gonna get a lot of views.
I hope it gets views because the battle is dope, not just because of y'all name.
I think because of it being dope.
I feel like
Hitman at his best is a dope Hitman. I feel like Surf at his best is a dope Surf. Like, I feel like because of the, I'm not talking about, of course, name-wise, you could put it in the books for 1.5 easily. But if it's a good battle, you could add another 1.5 on that.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's nothing but the people that watched it the first time watching it twice.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a good battle, it doubles easily. Because that's just a big name card. I mean, I think it's a big battle on top of the Grudge. Like, that, if you put a Grudge match like A-Verb and Hitman, that was a great battle, but it had a story behind it. The Grudges are automatically going to double up and triple up on views if they're also a good battle. You know what I mean? Like, you'll see. I mean, we'll see. I feel like
it's
like the easy
two. Yeah,
exactly. Who else we got? Charlie Clips and Rex. Man, Charlie Clips on another level right now, bro. Charlie Clips is the best battle rapper in the world right now. Like, he just overall got the package. And it's not even that. I don't feel like he's a 90 in every category. I just feel like he's so balanced in all that shit that you can't, you know what I mean? Like, he just sits strong in everything. Like, he's a crazy freestyle off top. You feel me? And then, like, his games ain't always crazy, but they ain't bad. You're going to get them. You know what I mean? Like, he ain't too complicated. He gonna keep, you know what I mean? Like, Charlie is a funny guy. He's a funny guy. Like, he I really feel like he wanted, like, if not the best nigga right now, like, period. You know what I mean? So I think Rex Ravel. And Rex been wilding, but Rex don't never really say too much that, like, what the fuck was that? You know what I mean? Like, nah. Rex can't beat Clips at some amount.
I don't think Rex is gonna beat Clips. Let's just be real, B.
Rex don't beat Clips at some amount at all, actually.
What about Verb and John John?
That's easy. That's Verb. Verb 2-1.
Easy.
Verb 2-1 easy.
I bet John John not shoot.
Yeah. No, that's an easy win. It's no way John John get off. And I'm not saying John John don't get off. I don't think John John get off two rounds in that big of a set. You know what I mean? Like, in that set. I don't see John John getting, like, it's hard to get off two rounds, bro. Like, two rounds. Like, against, you know what I mean? And these battles, let's be real also, like, these battles get judged differently. You take some of these small room battles, like, and again, like I said, fans and the followers, the coaches and shit like that, don't take into consideration all aspects of this. Like, a small room battle at the Classic, you put that on a Webster Hall stage, and that might not be that.
No, you're right.
Big T cannot rock in a big room. I love Big T.
Of course not.
I'm a big fan of Big T. He was in my top five for a while. He cannot rock in a big room. Like, some of these niggas can't handle a 1,200 crowd, a 1,000 crowd. You know what I mean? Like, you can rap in front of them. Yes, we all can. But your punchline's got to be of a certain, like, what they call, like, fucking when it's earthquakes and shit, like on a, your punchline gotta hold a certain type of weight for you to even rock in some of these crowds. You know what I mean? Like, you, like, that's a big stage, my nigga, to try and go win two rounds against a very, very seasoned Verb. Like, Verb live for shit like this, my nigga. Verb, like, and then the best strategist in battle rap, the best angler in battle rap history is Verb. Period. Verb takes the best, and like, if it comes to a nigga making angles, Verb always got the best angles. Some niggas might do it every once in a while where they, like, you know what I mean, like Hitman had a good round against a good second round against you know what I mean, Ars or some shit like that. Like, but that's not his natural thing. I think Verb is the best at strategizing at how to beat somebody. Like, if it was a nigga that,
but he's been streaky as of late though, sir.
I agree with that. But what I was about to say is, I think if it's somebody that could beat anybody, the one person will be Verb.
Yeah, it's Verb.
Yeah, like, I'm being real. Like, you're not like, some niggas cancel each other out. Like, oh, he could beat him, but I think he could beat him. You know what I mean? Like, I think Verb is the one nigga that could just beat anybody. And that don't mean he'll beat him. He'll beat him. But I think if anybody could do it, it would be Verb. You know what I mean? But nah, John John doesn't do Verb.
Okay.
DNA and K-Rock. K-Rock's been on a roll. K-Rock's been cooking. Y'all think K-Rock beat Glitch?
No, I had Cross on in 2-1, me and myself.
Okay.
I had Glitch win also, 2-1.
I had Glitch.
We got a minute left, y'all.
Oh yeah, man. Oh shit, y'all, got a minute left.
I got DNA because niggas sleep on DNA. DNA always.
Another person with DNA. There you go.
Huh?
DNA over T-Rock?
Yo, DNA niggas sleep on DNA. Does not lose a lot. DNA doesn't clearly lose a lot.
Though.
Huh?
Neither do T-Rock though.
Who's K-Rock beat like that's really like big caliber? And it's not no hate. Like, this is literally like I'm asking a question, and if you prove me wrong, I'm still okay. But like, what will heavyweights have K-Rock beat like? DNA is a heavyweight.
Yes, sir. It's 10. I'm calling your ass next week. I don't care if it's only for 10 minutes to come on the show to finish this SM4
prediction. We got a little off that. We could do next week, and we could sit down and break the whole little summer match card. No way, J-Rock. So he just going there and clean sweep him?
Oh, man. We got to talk about this next week, man. I got you, sir.
Next week, holler at me, bro.
Easy, bro. Good looking, man.
Take us home. Let's go.
Yo, man. Fuck with your boy and your fan, the little silly. My bad about the radio show and shit, man. Shout out to the radio fan movement, 10,000 subscribers, nigga, on YouTube. Fuck with me, nigga.
Wing signing off.
Thanks for listening.
It's your boy, 3-Letter Man, headed to the Lock Show in Miami. Holler at your boy. You already know. Easy.